100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As a presidential rematch looks more likely, both President Biden and former President Donald Trump were in Georgia Saturday ahead of Tuesday's primary. Trump was in Rome.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us. Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way. OK, we have to win Georgia.
President Biden narrowly won Georgia in 2020. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that 36% of Americans trust Trump to do a better job leading the country. 33% say Biden. 30% say they trust neither man. A U.S. Army ship is heading for the Mediterranean with supplies to build the temporary pier into Gaza as ordered by President Biden. But there are security concerns with no ceasefire in place as the holy month of Ramadan begins. Tonight, the Academy Awards begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is ABC News. Boeing told Congress it cannot find the records for the work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. Boeing says its working hypothesis is that the records were never created. Pentagon's watching Haiti, where anarchy is reigning as the government loses control to gangs.
Chaos in Haiti. Large-scale gang violence has paralyzed the Caribbean nation for more than a week, and now has moved into government buildings. U.S. officials increasingly pressed about the American response to the crisis. At the Pentagon, Major General Pat Ryder says for now, there will be none.
DOD will not send troops to Haiti to support Haitian National Police security operations. We have no intention of intervening.
Haiti's prime minister in Puerto Rico unable to get back to Haiti amid the violence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New plea hearing is set for the Alabama woman accused of falsely telling police she had been abducted last summer. Carly Russell was set to go to trial this month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it has been a breezy day across the region, even a little chilly despite some of that sunshine, but actually this is pretty close to normal for this time of the year. We do have quite a warming trend in sight, though, over the next several days as mild air flows in from the southwest, and we continue to see quite a bit of that strong March sunshine with high pressure in control. So temperatures will likely be a good 20, even 25 degrees above normal from Monday through Wednesday. A weak cool front will pass through the region Wednesday. Right now, looks like any rain from it probably will wait until it gets off to the southeast of us to form. However, by late Wednesday night and Thursday, a rather large low-pressure area will sweep in from the southwest, and that could bring a soaking rain to our region as we head throughout Thursday. The current data suggests we could see about a half inch of rain with that system, followed by some colder temperatures once again as we get into next weekend. So tonight, look for clear skies turning frosty as temperatures cool down to 21 by late tonight. Northwest wind at 5 to 10, mostly sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow, high 49 degrees. Northwest wind close to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear, low 27. And Monday, sunny and much warmer, somewhat breezy as well, high 66. Tuesday, partly sunny and balmy, low 43. High 69. Wednesday staying warm with a mix of sun and clouds, low 38, high about 67. There is a 30% chance of some rain moving in late Wednesday nights. Thursday should be cloudy and somewhat cooler with rain likely most of the day, low 39, high 53. And next Friday, decreasing clouds and cooler, low in the mid 30s with highs around 49 degrees. We might even have highs back into the 30s as we get deeper into next weekend. Have yourself a great evening out there. Enjoy the clear skies. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 23 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 22. Yesterday, we had a high of 41 degrees and no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 1977 at 66, while a record low of 8 below was set back in 2003. Last year on this day, our high was 35 and our low 28. Sunset today will be at 7:01, sunrise tomorrow at 7:21, and no precipitation so far to report. The barometer is at 30.13, and we have light winds out of the south. Again, it's 23 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today, sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. Daylight saving time began this morning at 2. Daylight saving time will run through the first Sunday in November. If you haven't yet changed your clocks, be sure to move them forward 1 hour. The result of daylight saving time will be gaining an extra hour of evening sunlight starting this evening. There's also a good time right now to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans, including changing the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. John Nichols will be speaking at the Phoenix Center today at 6:30. Nichols, a journalist, author, and pundit, is the national correspondent for The Nation, associate editor of The Capital Times, and editor of the New York Times bestseller, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism by Bernie Sanders. The pizza dinner will be at 5 with a $10 donation. The speech at 6:30 is free and open to the public. The event is sponsored by the Richland County Democrats. Can You Dig It? Is coming to UW-Madison. Callie Moore, co-host of the PBS digital studio channel Eons, a professional fossil librarian and author of a new children's book about prehistoric life, is the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Sharon Dunwoody science journalist in residence this spring. From Tuesday through Thursday, Moore will visit the campus to share her expertise in digital content creation and science communication with students in journalism and communication courses. Wednesday night, from 7 to 8, Moore will provide a behind-the-scenes look at her work as a professional YouTuber and science communicator for PBS Eons at Wisconsin Institute for Discovery's monthly lecture series. Crossroads of Ideas, the talk, Can You Dig It?, will be held in the DeLuca Forum at the Discovery Building. The Crossroads of Ideas series is free and open to the public. Registration is requested, and you can find out more at illuminatingdiscovery.wisc.edu. As the warmer weather is upon us this spring, we can expect to share the road with more motorcyclists, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Drivers are asked to use extra caution and look twice for vulnerable road users. Headlights and taillights allow non-motorists to see traffic coming their way and sit and stay safer. Motorcyclists and bicyclists should also use lights at dusk, at night, and in inclement weather to remain as visible as possible for vehicle drivers. Pedestrians can also wear reflective gear to be better seen at night. Drivers should keep an eye out for emergency lights as well. Motorists are required by state law to put the phone down and move over or slow down for first responders, maintenance crews, and construction workers with flashing lights activated. Highway work will soon resume on roads throughout the state, so drivers must give workers room to stay safe on the job. View the March Law of the Month video and news release on the DOT website at wisconsin.gov. National Groundwater Awareness Week is March 10th through 16th. The Iowa County Health Department, Iowa County Land Conservation Department, and other partners will be hosting activities to celebrate the week. The Iowa County Health Department is now a DATCAP certified water testing laboratory and can test your water for coliform bacteria and E. coli at the lab in Dodgeville. The first 24 people to sample and return their water to the lab will get $24 off a test kit. The test kit includes bacteria, nitrate, arsenic, and lead water testing bottles. This is a significant savings. The original cost is $135. The health department will also be holding a drawing for a free well water test kit. Contact the health department or stop in to pick up your testing kits anytime, Monday through Friday, between 8 and 4:30. Private wells can become contaminated if bacteria is not filtered out as water soaks into the ground. Surviving bacteria can find its way into the groundwater by moving through shallow fractured bedrock, quarries, sinkholes, inadequately grouted wells, or cracks in the wall casing. Insects or small rodents can also carry bacteria into the wells that have inadequate caps or seals. Iowa County will host a talk about well water and geology on Wednesday at 6 in the Health and Human Services with a Zoom option. The DNR and DHS recommend you test your private wells at least once a year for bacteria and nitrates, and any time they notice a change in how their water looks, tastes, or smells. It's important to know nitrate levels if the water is to be consumed by a pregnant woman or an infant. Too much nitrate in a well could harm a fetus or infant. Nitrate is Wisconsin's most common groundwater contaminant. Statewide, about 10% of wells exceed the nitrate standard of 10 milligrams per liter. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Role of Women in Richland County History, the story of Mary Spidell. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a March 4th, 2021, Richland County Rules and Resolutions Committee meeting, in an agenda item presented by Sean Murphy Lopez, noting that March is Women's History Month, one of the women that was identified was Mary Spidell. Including research by Crystal Foley from the Richland County History Room in the Brewer Library, Mary became the first woman licensed watch repairer in the country. Her daughter, Edna Spidell Peer, became the second. Mary's father-in-law was Sebastian Spidell, a jeweler in Richland Center. Her husband was Charles Spidell, who took over the business after Sebastian's death. And from a contributing obituary that was attached to the meeting notice as a newspaper clipping which covered the death of Mary Spidell, it reads as follows. Mrs. Mary M. Spidell, pioneer business lady of the city, died at her home in the city on March 25th at the age of 82. She had been in failing health for some time. Mrs. Spidell, whose maiden name was Mary Cook, was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. William Cook and was born November 10, 1848 in Newark, New York. At the age of 17, she came with her parents to this county and settled near the town of Rockbridge. On June 29, 1876, she was united in marriage to Charles Spidell, and to this union they had five children born. Mrs. Spidell, for many years, assisted her husband in the jewelry store, and following his death, she kept on with the work, along with her son Clyde. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering double cola bottling.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Sunday, March 10th. Alice E. Stoll, 93 of Yuba, died on March 3rd at home. Funeral services will be Monday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro from 2 to 4 today. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Alice E. Stoll, 93 of Yuba. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at the Meritor Hospital in Madison. Private family graveside service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center on Monday, March 18th from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th in his home. The celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Birthday and anniversary wishes for this Sunday, March 10th. We'll start things off with a happy birthday wish to Candy Dobbs from Elmer. Also, happy birthday to Gene Fry from the Durst families. Best days, birthday wishes today to Gene Fry as well from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Gage Gronenberg, Jensen Lasicki, Derek Kellogg, and Jeff Fontana from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday as well today to Angel Anderson, Ricky Bierce, Cooper Imhoff, Nikki Lewis, Kristen Ostrander, and Kyle Schultz from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Also, Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Carlene Craddock and Eleanor Krulatz a happy birthday. Happy anniversary today as well to Martin and Jessica Blankenship from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it is a great one for you. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Yesterday, it was WIAA State Girls Basketball Championships. In Division 1, it was Arrowhead scoring the win over Nina, 69-59. In the Division 2 Championship, Pewaukee came away with a 60-52 win over Notre Dame. In Division 3, it was a close game as Edgewood took down Xavier 55-52. Also, Division 4's championship game went to Laconia as they defeated Cuba City 47-43. And in Division 5, that championship game going into overtime, as it was Albany Monticello topping Lena 57-54. Also, Saturday, it was WIAA sectional finals for boys basketball. In Division 3, Lakeside Lutheran defeated Platteville 75-71. In Division 2, it was Pewaukee over Stoughton 62-49. Division 5 saw Columbus Catholic take down Cashton 80-77, a close game. And in Division 4, it was Mineral Point over Randolph 68-57. Today, it's college men's basketball. It is Wisconsin taking on third-ranked Purdue with a 11:30 tip-off time. You'll be able to hear the game over on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Badger men come in 19-11 to today's game, 11-8 in conference play. Purdue, 27-3 with a 16-3 conference record. Also going on today in basketball in the NBA, it is the game between the Bucks and Orlando. That will have a tip-off time. It's not the Orlando Magic Rather, they are taking on the LA Clippers. That game with a 2 o'clock tip-off time. And we will have that game following the Badger men's basketball game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Elsewhere in sports, a person familiar with negotiations told the AP that Kansas City Chiefs and All-Pro defensive tackle Chris Jones had agreed on the framework of a 5-year deal that includes $95 million guaranteed. The move keeps Jones with the Super Bowl champs ahead of free agency starting this week. Also, Jones will become one of the highest-paid defensive players in NFL history, just behind the $34 million average annual salary that is being earned by San Francisco pass rusher Nick Bosa. Also, in sports scores from around the league yesterday, in interleague spring training baseball, it was Houston over Washington 9-4, Detroit defeated Pittsburgh 8-5. It was Baltimore over Atlanta by a score of 10-3, while Toronto took down Philadelphia 13-5. Kansas City edged out Arizona 6-5. The Milwaukee Brewers fell to Seattle as Seattle defeated them 7-5 in spring training. San Francisco defeated Oakland 5-1. The LA Dodgers took down Texas 7-1. In the second game of a split squad action yesterday, it was Oakland over Milwaukee as well, 4-2. Chicago White Sox took down tied San Diego at 1 apiece. In the National League, the New York Mets defeated St. Louis 9-3. The Chicago Cubs blanked Colorado 5-0. It was Cincinnati over Arizona 7-5, while Miami 4, Washington 1. And in American League play, it was Minnesota over the New York Yankees 10-7. The LA Angels edged out Cleveland 5-4, and Boston defeated Tampa Bay, keeping them scoreless by a score 4-0. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. Will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you
calls me home here in the power of Christ. I'll stand.
ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of land, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness is born by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin. Then burn.